Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the 3 o'clock hour. We thank Alden Gonzalez for joining us and kind of giving us some insight on what he's heard on the Albert Pujols front. All guests join us on 97.3 The Fan via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys. Helping clients regain control since 2010, visit davidpshapirolaw.com. Daily Gambit coming your way shortly. We haven't really been able to get into it much, but we got into it a little bit. I mean, we know that the Dodgers are awaiting their opponent, Game 7, here tonight. Mariners, Blue Jays, thoroughly enjoy a good Game 7.
They haven't really been a tense game yet. Every game's been 3 or 4 run difference,
yeah,
Tony.
We are due one of those
type
of games.
At least one. I mean, Game 7s are normally kind of tight, closely contested, but the way these teams play, you know, with the 3-run homers that Padre fans could only dream of, but God, every night these guys are popping 3-run homers and grand slams. And I thought the game Friday night, you know, when the big dumper hit that home run with his team looking like they were on their way out, that was dramatic. And then, of course, Suarez hit the grand slam, but Blue Jays had the answer in Game 6, and Vladimer Guerrero, if he gets to the World Series, could end up breaking all kinds of records. I don't think anybody's ever hit more home runs than 10 in a postseason. I think that was a Rosarena, which might have been in
his rookie year, I think it was.
I think, though, it was in the COVID year.
Rosarena
hit all those home runs in the postseason. Most of them here.
Petco Park, yeah.
Yeah, right. Vlad's having an incredible run. I think the Mariners really should
stop pitching to him.
Yeah. What are
stop
they doing?
Pitching to him.
Yeah. So
let's see what happens.
Tonight.
I don't care if there's no one on. At this point, walking him and make him have to remember. Like at some point, you're not going to swing the bat so long that we're going to take you out of rhythm.
One of the worst things that happened in Game 5 was that I remember one time we said they should walk him here and they struck him out. And that was not good because now they think they can get him every time.
That's right.
He's getting them every time.
That's worked against him at this point.
That's right.
The NBA returns tomorrow.
Yes, and I love the opening night doubleheader. I mean, you got Bulls, Hornets, followed by 76ers and Wizards. No, of course not.
I was about to say, I don't think I saw
that. Of course
not. Doubleheader. No.
You've got Durant against Oklahoma City. You got Curry against the LeBron-less Lakers tomorrow.
But we still have Luka.
That's right. Luka will be in the game, so there'll be star power.
I've seen Netflix has a new kind of doc. I think it's on Kevin Durant, or he's a part of this doc. And there's some great, like, behind-the-scenes footage of him talking about why he's on Twitter the way he is. He says if you can't get the dopamine from playing basketball, getting on Twitter and going at people who are going at him.
Is that like, what it is that I get every time I go on Twitter? I get my dopamine shot, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I don't know I get dopamine.
Yeah, yes, you don't think you do.
I didn't realize being called an idiot increased my dopamine level, but I'm glad to hear that, Tony.
No, it's what actually gets you on there before they call you an idiot, right?
Okay.
It's what has you scrolling to see all of it.
Gotcha.
He just got a big old extension,
yes,
didn't
he? Yes, he did.
He's 45 years old. He's getting $45 million a year.
This dude is
high level.
Yes,
I don't know if you've noticed.
He's like a hired assassin, and he's like happy to do it, too.
He's one of the best players ever, right? He's got to be a top.
Yeah.
If you have a 12-man team, he needs
easily
to be on it.
He's easily at the top 12. Yeah, I don't even think, yeah. That's not an argument, for me at least. All right, Daily Gambit. Let's get to it.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. This hour is brought to you by Staples. We have to make sure we keep up with this, guys. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. All right. Last week, we bet on the Blue Jays and the Mariners on Friday night. Blue Jays were -1.5 on the run line. We all went Mariners. And I wrote that the Mariners won 86-2, but that would be very crazy.
Yeah, how about to say you sound
like... I believe
like...
it was 6-2.
It was 6-2.
That grand slam only counted for 4 runs, not 84 runs.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I thought that in game 6 of or game 5, it counts for 82 runs.
Nope, sorry, buddy.
But we all won that one. Dodgers, -1.5 against the Brew Crew. You guys picked Dodgers, I picked Brew Crew. Dodgers win 5-1. Over under 7.5 total runs between the Brewers. The Rogers is what I was going to say. Brewers.
You're speed
and Dodgers.
Typing again, huh?
Yes. Chris and Tony said over 7.5 runs. I said under, and it was under. I had 6.
I want to thank the Brewers for making our misery a little more easier, a little more easy to stomach. The fact that we couldn't score against the Cubs, but they were even worse against the Dodgers.
They were pretty bad.
They were
four
they
runs
were,
in
they
four
were
games.
Rough for
that's
them.
It. Yeah.
It was rough for them. More Ks on Friday night. Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays or Ohtani. Chris, you went Gausman. Tony and I went Ohtani. Ohtani had 10. Gausman had 4. Then, this one wasn't even a competition.
No.
Runs plus hits plus RBIs between Vlad and Ohtani. This is not even total bases.
We all went Vlad, and
we did.
We did.
Ohtani had
good
9.
Reason. Good reason, by the way.
He had 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 RBIs, 3 solo shots, basically.
And he would have had. I think he would have had 4 home runs now, if he would have come up again. I don't think he would have not hit another home run.
I think
he was swinging.
I think it's really important that I bring this up. So, Abby, you remember what was it last week? You were like questioning why are they intentionally
walking in tunnels?
Yes, yeah.
This is
there's
why.
Your answer.
I wasn't disagreeing. I was just like,
I think at
each
time
it happened, they
like,
ended up.
He's
walking
only hitting one something. Why not just pitch to him? Well,
I understood. I could not handle the Ohtani love over the weekend. I mean, Major League Baseball.
It's not Ohtani love.
You cannot blame Major League Baseball for overrating what he did.
I did
Friday
not say.
Night.
You didn't even let me finish.
Right. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Major League Baseball just can't wait to promote the Dodgers. It's insane how much they love to promote.
You know what? I was
Dodgers.
Watching Fox over the weekend, a college football game. It said 210 hours until Ohtani is up to bat. Remember they did that in the World Series last year?
I just put him up there.
Yeah, you see that has it. I don't know that it's been a thing this year, right?
No, that better not come back.
And they took it completely away. That's how much it. That's how much it offended everybody. Like, we're never using this again.
I hope they don't.
Cal minus 8.5 against North Carolina. North Carolina made the trek over to Berkeley. You guys chose North Carolina. I chose Cal. Cal won, but they only won by 3, 21-18. So you guys win that one. This was a fun game. Georgia against Ole Miss. Georgia minus 7. Chris went Georgia. Tony and I went Ole Miss. Georgia won, but they won by 8. 43-35.
And Ole Miss was up by a ton in the fourth quarter. And then
gave it up.
Yeah, they gave it up.
Notre Dame minus 9.5 against USC. Chris and Tony went USC. I went Notre Dame. And right on it again. Notre Dame wins 34-24. So I win that bet. Browns minus 2.5 against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
That was like actually giving your team a chance.
That was right. That was taking candy from a baby.
I mean,
there.
Browns, you get 3 points for being a home team. They didn't even get their 3 points.
Right. They were saying that the Dolphins were better, basically.
Right. Yeah.
You guys chose Dolphins. I went Browns. Browns won 31-6. And then finally, the Utah Mammoth minus 1.5 on the puck line against the Sharkies. Chris and I went Sharkies. Tony went Utah. Utah went 6-3.
Yeah, buddy.
Sharkies still winless. The only winless team in the league. All right, here we go for tonight. There's a lot to do, guys, so let's try to... We're going to have to hustle a little bit here.
Buckle down.
Start with Blue Jays, Mariners. Blue Jays are favored by 1.5. Start with you, Scraby. You won the week again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Toronto minus 1.5. Game 7 in Toronto.
I think if there's any shot at the Dodgers losing, Vlad Jr. has to be a part of it, so I'm going to go Blue Jays.
Blue Jays to win. I'll take Seattle, just mostly because I'm rooting for them, and I'm hoping for one-run game. Tony?
Yeah, I'm also going to go Mariners, rooting for an all-West Coast.
Yeah, be fun. Keep World those Series, people on the East Coast out of it.
Yeah. You know what? I can get behind that.
Worry about a West Coast World Series first, and then a Seattle winner second.
And then, keep it all in the U.S. as well. I don't think the Dodgers want to keep going back and forth
that would be great, though.
Either team, right?
Neither team wants to go back and forth. 7.5 runs tonight, guys. I'm going to go under. Just based on what I said earlier, I think most game sevens are really tight, close to the vest. So I'll say under 7.5. Tony?
Under.
Under. Most of the series has played well over this number.
Yeah, I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over. All right, Shane Bieber, strikeouts against George Kirby. Bieber minus 1. Tony?
So Bieber's got... He's starting with one less, right?
Yeah.
So
yes, he's got to strike out one more to break even.
I'm going Kirby.
Kirby.
The Scrabby. Curbster.
Scrabby.
Bieber.
I'm going to go Bieber, too. I think he's going to be in there a little longer. I think they're going to get Kirby out quick. Vlad versus the Big Dumper. Total bases. Scrabby. The Dumper's come up big, but not as often as Vlad so far.
I'm going to go with Vlad.
Vlad, total bases. I'm going to say the Big Dumper delivers one more time, just because I love rooting for him. And I also appreciate Joe Davis calls him the Big Dumper almost every time.
He seems to like the nickname. The Big Dumper.
Yeah. Tony?
He does say it all the time.
Yeah.
I can hear his voice say it.
Total bases here. Vlad, yeah. Big Dumper.
Who you got?
I'm going to go Vlad.
Vlad. All right. Lions minus 5.5 against the Buccaneers tonight. I like the Buccaneers, but not tonight. I like the Lions in this spot at home coming off a loss. Tony.
Yeah. Buccaneers got a couple guys missing, too.
Still got guys missing. Although Evans, I think, will play.
And Ibuka.
Ibuka's going to get in?
Yeah, I saw that he's playing.
I'm going Lions.
A little too late to change my lineup now.
I'm going Lions.
Lions, Scraby.
Is that too late?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you
already
used
that spot. Scrape.
Lions.
54.5 points for this game tonight.
Ooh, man.
Tony, that's a lot. Wow.
It is, but...
31-24 would just get you over the number. Tony.
Under.
Scrape.
Over.
Over. Wow.
This is going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, even high-scoring, it's going to be under, I say. Seahawks minus 3 at home against the Texans. Tony. Seahawks can't seem to win at home. but are unbeatable on the road. Tonight they are home. How are their fans going to be tonight? They're going to have to be watching the baseball somewhere along the line. If they're sitting in the stands there.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
You have to be a non-Mariners fan to go to this game.
This is which team, right?
Seahawks minus three.
Yeah, give me Seahawks.
You're going to take them anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Scraby?
If the Mariners do win and this crowd figures it out during the game, it's going to get wild.
Give them a boost.
Say Seahawks.
Seattle. I'll take Seattle also. Texans haven't been great. Seattle's got to win one. More receiving yards in their game for the Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown. For the Seahawks, Jackson Smith and Jigba. And it's my turn. My guy's Smith and Jigba, but I need him to get like 400 yards to win my fantasy game, so that's not going to happen. I'll take him anyway, though. He's been great. Amon-Ra catches more passes, but not for as many yards. Tony.
Yeah, I'm going in Jigba.
Smith and Jigba. Scrape.
I cannot stand him. I'm going with St.
You can't stand who?
Yeah, he doesn't like Smith anybody on my team. He's been rooting for Mbuka to get hurt all year. Finally got his way.
The guy is just taunting left and right and just never gets called.
Oh, my
for
gosh.
It.
Stop it.
You can't spin a football. Baseball.
Yes, you can spin
you
it.
You can't spin a football spin on a sideline after you make a catch on the opposite sideline. That's just
spin it.
That is taunting 101 right there, but he never gets
if called. If you feel in some type of way, don't give up the catch.
Yeah. The next time George Kittle makes a catch without celebrating wildly.
He didn't actually make any catches last
night. Oh, he didn't. All right, one hockey game real quick, because Carolina is the only undefeated, untied team in the league. They're 5-0. They play at Las Vegas tonight in the NHL, and Vegas is actually favored by 1.5 goals at home. Do they hand Carolina their first loss? Tony?
No.
No, the Canes.
Not. Canes, baby.
Canes, he says. Scraby.
I'm going to go with Vegas.
Vegas to knock them out.
Oh, wait. No, they're minus 1.5. I'm going Canes.
Canes. All right. I'll take Vegas for keep it interesting. Contrarian. All right. More going to Chris coming up. In this hour, NBA season starts tomorrow. Keith Smith, who's real good on the NBA, Spot Track, joins us in a little bit. We'll keep you up to date with the Padres and the search for a manager. Albert Pujols squarely in the crosshairs. We'll have more on that after traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
322, we welcome you back, Gwen and Chris. Keith Smith from Spot Track coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Going to get into a little NBA. Season starts tomorrow.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know that I've ever seen you with Diet Coke before. Is this a new
ever?
Thing? I've never seen you with a Diet Coke. You got a big old liter joint.
I brought it. Well, it was left over from last week. It's not a whole full one.
Oh, I've never seen the full thing before.
He's a Diet Coke.
I come
Coke
in here
guy?
With a big gulp all
no,
the time.
No, but it's very strange.
Yeah, but I don't know that there's Diet Coke. I see you with the big gulp all the time. That's Diet Coke in there?
Yes.
It's very strange to see Chris using a cup that was brought or that was taken from
here.
Yeah, that's
the only thing they had.
he was thirsty.
Using a Pizza Port Brewing Company glass. God knows where that came from.
Pizza port.
I don't even know what that is.
Pizza port is great.
Oh, I love pizza port.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I don't even know what it is.
They just got a free pub out of it. All right, back at you. 3:23, talking NBA in a minute. I did go to the Aztec basketball Friday night. I was excited to see the Aztecs. You know, game against UCLA. I thought the crowd was great, Tony. I don't know what the official number was, 8,000 or 9,000.
Yeah.
They were loud. They were into it. Great ovation for Reese Dixon Waters coming off of, you know, his injury. And then they, and Ziegler wrote this in the story correctly, by the way. At every game, I guess, the Aztec student section stands up and claps and chants and goes, bump. Bump, bump, whatever, until they get the first basket.
Yep.
Well, they were doing it for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it got
eight minutes of basketball time.
It really got like, okay, enough. We know we haven't scored yet. Like, right? You could just tell. It was 17-0 UCLA. But the Aztecs actually ended up making a game of it. I think they got within three in the second half. Did lose to UCLA. Brian Dutcher said, we got out of that game exactly what we wanted. Yeah. And I think as a coach, probably not far off. I don't know that you want to be down 17-0 with 10 turnovers, but if you want to get the attention of your team and remind them that you still got to go out there and play, you can't read press clippings. I think this was the kind of game.
I don't know that they cared about the turnovers from the standpoint. They knew they were going to have them because it was the first time they had faced
right.
That kind of pressure. That's why they both wanted to play one another.
Right, UCLA plays some good defense.
100%. Yeah, and so if you can start to handle that type of press, you're not going to feel, it's not going to feel the same against some of the other
later
opponents.
On.
Or,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, it gets you prepared for what often you're going to see come.
Mitch Cronin said the same thing. Even though he won, he was happy with what he had to face.
I loved his answer. He said, well, we got paid $90,000 to come down here.
Yeah, where did we come up with money, by the way, to pay anybody to come down here?
He said they asked him about it. He was like, yeah, well, we got $90,000 to come. And we knew we wanted the toughest game without having to get on a plane.
He said the right
thing.
And
it was no doubt San Diego State.
Yeah.
So
that was fun. Saturday, I should mention, the women's team had one of their secret scrimmages. And they did the opposite. They scored the first 16 points.
Wow.
So good start for them. They ended up beating Irvine, I think, by 50. So, you know,
I
don't know how good Irvine is,
ladies.
But that's a good start for them. And then the football team gets votes in the top 25. I know it's only 7 votes, but that's 7 more than I've seen in a few years.
It's been a while since we've seen votes.
Right. So good for them. We'll get back into San Diego State stuff as the week goes along. There was one interesting college football story in town this weekend that you may not have seen unless you get the newspaper, right?
If you have the app.
Okay, the app.
Yeah.
Yes,
all
that
right.
Does.
Because
also
it was
help.
it was a headline story in Saturday's paper. Kirk
but
wrote
how
it. Did Kirk
this
write it? I
yes,
think he
Kirk
did. Yeah.
Kirk did write it.
I was closing up shop on Friday night when I was listening to Bart Winkler. Is that his name? Yeah, Bart Winkler. I don't know why I forgot his last name for a second. But he brought it up, and I'm like, how have I not seen this yet?
I hadn't heard anything about it, but here it is if you didn't, you know, read about it. Interestingly, evidently, Mark Neville, the head of the director of Sports San Diego, which now runs the Holiday Bowl, actually made a trip to Saudi Arabia, and there was some discussion about moving the Holiday Bowl to Saudi Arabia. The Atlantic Coast Conference, one of the game's two participating leagues, said, we're not doing that. Neville said, we're always looking at considering ideas to make us better. I get it. You always should be. I don't begrudge anybody doing that. Honestly, without being too political, though, I don't know that I really feel like our bowl game going there. It's just not the kind of relationship I'd be comfortable with personally, but it's not me.
Yes. I mean, there's a number of
There's a number of things about Saudi
that
Arabia
up.
That are a big turnoff to quite a few people.
No doubt. No doubt. Human rights, all that kind of stuff is certainly would sound a lot of alarm bells.
I think it would.
It sounds like this was something explored.
Exploratory move.
And it didn't sound like there were a whole bunch of people involved. It, you know, I think they went down and they take a look. Apparently, it was one of the two conferences, I think it was the ACC, that actually
yes, they're the ones
barked
that said,
at it. It was like, nah, this ain't happening.
I mean, you're talking about bringing two college football teams all the way around the world to a
But how much longer is it going to be before there is a bowl game played somewhere out there like that?
I don't think it's far off.
Right? So maybe Mark was ahead of the game here.
I'm not even going to rule out a place like Saudi Arabia.
Somebody may do this. Remember, Saudi Arabia is basically their sports people or what fund the live. And they have their hands in a lot of different sporting events out there.
No doubt.
And a lot of they have endless money, right?
They really do.
There's tennis. What was it, the Formula One?
They
do a lot of sponsorship there. Anyway.
They do a ton of sponsorship everywhere.
Right. So anyway, although, you know, I know Mark really well and have for a long time. I don't begrudge him checking into it because I think you should always. But I'm kind of glad this didn't happen. I don't know. And then the Holiday Bowl should be played here, right? I mean, isn't that also part of the equation?
I think that's why we enjoy it, right?
It's not going to be there.
I mean, I read that they don't have a sponsor for the business is tough for the Holiday Bowl.
The business has been tough, and that's why Mark Neville and the people
they're
smart, and they've also started this Sports San Diego, which also stages the college basketball tournament at UCSD over Thanksgiving. Has Florida coming in, by the way, this year, number two in the nation, defending national champion. They're doing a lot of good things because the Holiday Bowl is not as easy to, sell anymore for various reasons. Mostly the fact that college football has a playoff now and the bowls have become
obsolete, a little
less significant.
I know who to blame for this Holiday Bowl, money issues.
What's that?
I blame Chip Kelly. Because according to the article by Kirk Kenny, his canceling like 5 hours before the game just like wiped out money.
That's right.
And have they never been able to recoup that?
They went after it, but I'm not sure if they were.
They sued
able to.
They didn't give us an update on how that went down. Yeah.
It's all Chip Kelly's fault.
My wife is a red coat, as is Adam. Working with the Holiday Bowl. I don't even think they actually call them red coats anymore now that the sports ending. They all wear their red coats.
They're just not called
red coats. They're not calling them necessarily, but my wife, Adam, and Braden is now attached to that. Would have been fun sending them all to Saudi Arabia for a while. But that's not going to be the case. So,
Chris, if Lori went, would you go?
I don't. If she said I was going, then I would go. Yes, that's the answer there.
Yes, he's going.
So, all right. In case you hadn't heard that, I thought it was something to certainly discuss. More Gwen and Chris coming up. NBA season, Keith Smith, who's on it, will join us when we come back. And a lot more Gwen and Chris ahead until 6 o'clock tonight.
.336 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Chris, I think your camera's a little bit off.
The first time.
Nope, it's not. It happens from time to time.
Pretty much every break. Only camera.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpiroCuisines.com. Apparently, we got Mariners, Blue Jays, not apparently. That's happening. NBA starts tomorrow. A couple of deals happening in the NBA as the season gets ready to start. We mentioned Kevin Durant got the $90 million two-year extension.
Good thing for him because he was running a little low on cash.
Christian Braun. He reaches the guard for Denver.
Yeah.
$125 million extension.
Wow.
Kudos to him, the young man getting paid. Your guy, Mr. White.
Colby White. He's going to miss the first month of the season or maybe week or two.
Calf injury. Two weeks.
Good stuff.
Two more weeks.
Good way to start.
And lastly, Dyson Daniels, the young forward for the Atlanta Hawks, got a 4-year $100 million extension. So,
I don't know. Does everybody remember who the NBA champion is?
Yes.
I know, but you know what I mean? Oklahoma City beat Indiana in a great 7-game series.
It was.
That I still we'll never know. But Indiana had to pretty much play Game 7 without Halliburton, who got hurt at the beginning of that game.
Who will miss all of this year, by the way.
Right, and is out for the whole year because of that. Also out all of this year will be Jason Tatum in Boston, unless he can make it for the playoffs, which a lot of people aren't sure the Celtics will even make.
Right.
I know one thing. If the Celtics aren't good this year, teams will try to beat them as much as they can, because old Joe there, the smartest man in basketball, ran up a few scores on people the last few years with those three-pointers.
I'm not a big fan of Joe, but I really did appreciate his coaches versus media game that he put on the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Where they showed no, there was no breaks for anybody. As I believe they ran up the score, I think the media scored like 2 points. Coaches had like 65. It was kind of funny to watch.
Was this like a Celtics coaches thing?
Yes.
Oh, Celtics. Joe Mazzulla. So the just Celtics had to prove coaches that he played was good. These, he played just had like, to prove.
What did they do? Play Bob Ryan and these 75-year-old Boston Globe writers?
It looked like young people out there on the court. They didn't have Bob.
Joe needed to
Bob definitely wasn't on the court. I would have recognized him.
Goodness gracious. Bob's pushing 80. He's a wonderful guy. But
Joe's like, I got a brilliant idea. I haven't beat anyone in basketball for a while. Let's invite the media over.
Yeah,
I'll look good in front of them.
What is Joe's name, the Celtic guy?
Mazzullo,
yeah. Yeah, I'll cover Bob Ryan, he said. Put me on Ryan. I'll shut him down.
We will.
Lakers, give me a little. Marcus Smart now, right?
Yep.
I like that pickup. They got DeAndre Ayton, who a lot of people don't like, but we'll see.
He's got some prove it things going on there.
Yeah, and LeBron will not start the season.
He's got sciatica. Sciatica.
Yes, that's something that a lot of us recognize. Sorry about that, LeBron.
All right, let's get to Keith Smith. Spotrac joins us here after we check some traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a reminder, all guests join us on the 97.3 The Fan via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Keith Smith joins us, Spotrac. Keith, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
NBA season tips off tomorrow, and a lot of moving pieces from last season to this season. Kevin Durant's now in Houston. You get the kind of first full season of the Lakers and their kind of experience with LeBron, and he's going out. Celtics, of course, trying to get back to where they were. How do you see this season? What are the biggest storylines for you as we move into the year?
I think probably the biggest one is, can anybody take down the Thunder? The Nuggets got close last year. The Pacers got close in the finals. And so that tells us they're not unbeatable, but boy, are they good. And they're basically running it back with their whole group from a year ago. Every rotation player that contributed to them will be back. for another season, a couple of them a year older and more experience, and they're going to be really, really good. Denver's going to try. Denver remade their bench. They traded Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson. They're trying to get another run in there with Jokic. And then in the East, it's who steps in. The Pacers are down without Halliburton. The Celtics are going to be down without Jason Tatum and some of the trades they made. So then, you know, the Cavs and the Knicks, this looks like golden opportunities for them to step forward in the Eastern Conference.
Can't believe you didn't mention the Bulls as a potential threat. But it's okay. I get it. No, Keith, give me some of the whole TV thing. Let's start there. We're going to be getting our basketball a little differently as fans this year. I know the first couple games tomorrow are actually on NBC. There are some ESPN broadcasts still, but catch us up here. The NBA has made deals all over the map. I mean, you can go streaming and cable and wherever you can go. It might take a while for us to find the games or get used to it anyway.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit of a new rhythm this year. The good news is there's more games. If you just have a antenna, you are going to see more NBA games than you've seen in decades, because NBC's back in the mix, and they're going to have a couple games per week until football season ends, and then they're going to pick up an additional night when the football season ends and they don't have Sunday nights on NBC anymore. They'll replace that with basketball. So that's great. ABC's picking up more games than they have in the past on the ESPN side. But, yeah, now with NBC, you've got Peacock in the mix. So they're going to have some games. And then Amazon Prime comes in as a completely new player where they're going to have some games as well on Amazon Prime. So a little different. The NBA, if you follow the NBA Twitter account, they actually put out a graphic today which tells you where to find them on what nights. For those national broadcasts.
Keith, what do you think the NBA is looking for as they make the move from TNT, ESPN, and they're starting to spread this around? What is the idea, do you think, behind the NBA's thought in going this route?
About $70 billion. realistically, that's, you know, what it was. It was NBC had said they wanted back in on the NBA when they had a chance to bid for it. And TNT said that they believed in their contract with the NBA that they had match rights, and they believed that they matched. The NBA said that they didn't, because they did not have the streaming service like Peacock, that robust streaming service. So that kind of took them in a different direction. But that's, you know, at the end of the day, it is get the most money, because that's what gets the owners and the players the most money. That's why the salary cap is going up. And, you know, for NBC, they're excited. They're going to fire up Round Ball Rock again, and we're all going to be excited to watch the NBA on NBC like it's, you know, it's the late 90s again.
And the thing that you forgot to tell us there, Keith, is that because the television money is going to be so much more lucrative, all of the NBA teams have slashed their ticket prices in half this year to make it easier for the fans. No, I know.
I know that
didn't happen. I wish that one day it would, though. Wouldn't that be something? I know it's not possible. Keith Smith, SpotTrack, is with us. All right, so when the Celtics were winning... And they've still been good, but the three-point thing came, took over the game. Everybody's running to the three-point line. Oklahoma City certainly has great three-point shooting, but a little more of the attack from, the two-point area, especially with SGA. So do people copy Oklahoma City? And if so, does that change the look of the basketball at all this year?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, they're going to try. The challenge is, not everybody has an SGA, right?
Right.
So I think that's going to be your biggest challenge. If you want to try to do that, you better make sure you have one of the best mid-range players in the league. The reality is the three-point shot and the rate of them, it's not really going to change very much. It's just, it really becomes a math problem. Teams are going to continue to shoot a ton of three-pointers because the shot is worth half again as much as a regular shot. It's just... you know, that's where the math lies. You only need to be so efficient on threes to make up for anything else. and just it's a harder shot to guard because defenses need to get out there. So you're going to continue to see a lot of three-pointers thrown up. But I think what's interesting more from the way the Thunder and the Pacers played is I think teams are going to try this year to put more ball handlers on the floor, more speed on the floor, more guys who can actually create and really kind of get up and down and play a more entertaining style of basketball that way. Those are two of the more fun teams to watch in the league. And I will say this, you do have a couple teams, Dallas, Houston, and a few others, but those two primarily that are saying everybody else is going to go with extra ball handlers and speed. Guess what? We're going to go really big. That Mavericks started Cooper Flagg at point guard the other night in a lineup where Klay Thompson was the shortest guy on the floor. And then the Rockets countered with, all right, the next game we play, we're going to play Amen Thompson as the shortest guy on the floor. And both of those guys are 6'7". So that just gives you a sense of, hey, big ball's coming back around a little bit too.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This is going to be an interesting season. Keith Smith joins us here for Spotrac and Keith, I want to ask you about those two teams in particular. I mean, they have they're both looking to take that next step, especially the Rockets. They move their young talent. They bring in the hired assassin and Kevin Durant. What do you think their ceiling looks like this year? They obviously came on the scene last year. They had a great regular season, fought pretty hard in the postseason. Where do you think the next step for that ball club is?
Yeah, I mean, they were hoping to be a title contender. They were hoping to be right there with Denver in that group of teams, kind of behind the Thunder, but ahead of the Lakers and the Clippers and the other teams in the West. But they lost Fred VanVleet for the season due to a torn ACL, and that's a huge loss. And because of when it happened, kind of right on the eve of training camp, they weren't in position to replace him in any kind of meaningful way. They don't have a lot of guys that can be traded until we're a little bit deeper into the season and things like that. So I think we're really in a spot where the Rockets are going to be what they're going to be, at least for a little bit. Maybe a trade comes when we get closer to the trade deadline in February, but that's okay. They've got a lot of talent there with Kevin Durant. Alperen Şengün was really good last year and then went to a whole other level in Eurobasket. He's awesome. Thompson is one of the rising young stars in the league, and you've got other good players on that team. So I think that Rockets is going to be really tough. I just think without Fred VanVleet, they can't adequately replace him. I think they're just a level down where that's still a pretty good team, a playoff team, but not quite a title contender.
All right. Keith, are the Clippers still better than the Lakers? And I say that carefully with Tony in my midst. Both teams won 50 last year. The Lakers got the higher seed, as it turned out. And both went out in the first round. And I thought the Clippers were a little more disappointing, though, in their exit, losing to Denver with Harden and with Kawhi. And so rate both of those teams, you know, head-to-head a little bit heading into the season.
Yeah, I think the Clippers' difference is they have a lot more depth than the Lakers do. If you look at their roster right now, I mean, they've got just coming off their bench, Chris Paul, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Brooke Lopez, John Collins. Like, these guys have all been longtime starters in the NBA, and they're the Clippers' bench guys. So that's pretty impressive to be in that position. What the Lakers have is more star power. And even with LeBron dealing with the sciatica issue that's going to keep him out to start the year, their star power is a lot more reliable to be in there night to night in the lineup. So that's where you feel good with Luka. I mean, Luka, we've seen what he can do basically by himself. He's that good. LeBron will get back. They're going to be careful with him. They're going to manage him. They're going to let him do what he needs to do to be healthy. But it's close. I'm going to lean the Clippers just a little bit because if Kawhi Leonard is healthy and on the team, pending what comes with this whole stuff with the tampering and salary cap circumvention. But it's I think that just that depth is going to see them through in the regular season. In the playoffs, whole different story. Even if you're the Thunder, you feel good, but you don't want to look across the court and see Luka and LeBron as your matchup in the early rounds.
Yeah, no doubt. It should be a fun season. I'm looking forward to NBC and Peacock kind of taking over. Get back to some of that old music. Keith, as always, man, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Thanks, Keith.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Keith Smith there for Spotrac. All guests, again, are joining us on 97.3 The Fan via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline, facing criminal charges. Trust David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Man, Tony is so good at doing the David P. Shapiro lines.
Are you trying to say that I'm not?
Oh, no,
is that another
no.
way of saying that?
I didn't say anything. I just said Tony was very good.
I thought that was a shot. The NBA is still, you know, fun in a lot of ways. You know, you look at a team like the Spurs, like nowhere near the playoffs again. But you'd still tune in to watch Wembanyama
play. They got some pretty good players,
right? There. Phoenix still got Devin Booker, even though they're a last place team last year. You know, Philadelphia was in the cellar. I don't know that Joel Embiid can't somehow get healthy again. Who knows? You know, I'm not going to prop the Bulls up. They were in last place again, but they were. They've got some talented players. They're fun to watch. The league still
the
star
place,
power.
Didn't they get?
They were last in their division. You know the way they do the divisions. But anyway, I enjoy the NBA. I don't know if I'm going to be streaming a lot of games, so I'm hoping I'll be relying on that Sunday night.
Keith said, "If you have an antenna, you can watch the game. You'll be watching more games."
Was
than you
he
ever
speaking
have.
My language like rabbit ears, where you move the thing think, around to try to get the snow off the picture?
I think he was speaking directly to you.
I get into the NBA, but it's a long season. I think the NBA it Cup is a good thing. At the beginning, it draws a little extra attention to it, but you know, Christmas is about when I get going on the NBA, and I think a lot of people kind of do. And Oklahoma City had an incredible year. I'd like to know if they're going to ever call SGA for pushing off. I'm going to look for that this season. I'm back on that. But and can the Knicks really do it? Because it's open for the Knicks
fired the most successful.
Right, they got rid of him.
Head
what did
coach,
they bring in?
They brought in Mike Brown.
Oh, our guy from USD.
That's right.
Mike Brown. Good luck, Mike. If they don't win 60 games, they're going to run them out of the Big Apple. I just know those fans there. So, all right.
Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the way. Chris versus the fans.
Yes, sir.
I'm on it today, boys.
288-0973.
We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.